We have our guest, Gina, you were here last week with us. Again, we were talking from Lend a Hand Up. We partnered, I should say, the Buffalo River Speedway partnered with Lend a Hand Up again this year for our third annual Paint the Track Pink. And by all accounts, I would say it was a pretty good success, I think.
I think it was awesome to see all of those pink shirts in the stands.
Yeah, I mean, and for those that weren't in the stands, there was a lot that were in the pit area, too. I know some of them just made donations because we had bought out pink shirts. Michael King, the first week, had bought out the pink shirts, and only his only request was we gave them out. And then we ordered another round of shirts. They got here Friday, and they sold out right away. And then Heidi Rogenkamp and Matt Jensen, who operate the Randy's 2 Diner and Randy's on South University, matched the dollar amount sold in T-shirts that night, so they kicked another $750 into the fund. I mean, it was tremendous.
It's great to see all that partnership generosity.
Yeah, I mean, I had people coming up to me in the grandstands, handing me a $50 bill. People texted me. I think we probably raised another $800 just doing that, just by word of mouth from people that know who I am and know or heard of what we're doing. So I mean,
Jason,
that was
your friends are our friends for sure.
Well, they did a great job. I mean, I just appreciate that they do it. Like I said, it's our third annual, and it's gotten a little bit bigger every year. Last year we did three young ladies, and this year we stuck it with two, and I think it was a little more focused than probably this year, I think. But overall, it went really well. I'm going to give a shout-out to a couple of these people that donated just personally. There was Brad Castleback. He hit me up at the grandstands for $50. Mark Sin lives all the way up in Grand Forks, shot me $200. A buddy of mine who they own Up North Wraps gave me a $100 bill on Saturday. Todd and Tina Adams gave me $200. They live up in Grand Forks. They couldn't even attend the races. Julie Wilkie, the Wilkie family, is their son races at Buffalo River Speedway and Red River Valley Speedway. They sent us $200. Concrete Coatings, they're a good sponsor of ours, and are at the races every week, gave us a $100 bill. And then my buddy Jeremy Wergler, who started it off and challenged everybody to meet or beat his $100, he started it off with $100 originally. We sold 190 tickets, and we gave $5 from each ticket away. So that was $955. We sold 150 T-shirts, and at the $5 that we made off that was another $750. And like I said, Randy's matched $750. General admission from the pits, they got a little bit of money there. It's $25 more. And then this one, really, I don't know if you heard this one. I woke up and I saw on my Facebook page a young gentleman that I've known for several years back when I was first started racing. He kind of became a fan of mine, and I knew his dad, and he is just a racing super fan. This year he's actually out in West Fargo right now. I would have had him as a guest tonight, but he is in his first year of karting out at the Red River Valley Speedway on the west end of the fairgrounds there tonight. But anyway, I wake up on Saturday morning, and I see that this young man is out at his sponsor's location. And mind you, it's Hi-Ho Tavern and Mills Lounge. And I asked him, I said, "What are you doing at the bar at 8:30 in the morning on a Saturday, Darian Davis?" He's like 7 or 8 years old. I mean, but he was out there with a table, and he was selling bomb pops all by himself. Nobody told him to do it because he wanted to donate money to paint the track pink for the Buffalo River Speedway. That little guy raised $225 selling bomb pops.
What a sweet story.
Yeah, I mean, it was really amazing. So, I mean, it was great. So the grand total that the Buffalo River Speedway, it came to $1,826.50. We rounded it up to $1,900 per person.
Whoop. Per person.
Per person.
Oh, my goodness, Jason. That is so generous.
So
the families of Kathy Huss and Chrissy Gertis are going to be so appreciative of this. You know, they were there at the track with lots of family members, all cheering on the racers and just feeling, you know, that camaraderie and that comfort of the community. So on behalf of these two women, Lend a Hand Up is going to, you know, extend big hugs to all of those who were there or supported it in any way. And we're going to add another 20% onto the funds raised to help those young women through our Lend a Hand Up sponsors. So tremendous result. Tremendous.
Yeah. I mean, it was fantastic. I was, you know, competing against the air show and things like that I was telling you about. I didn't know what to expect, but it turned out to be really good. I can't say anything that I would do different. It was fun. Both recipients, like you said, were there. They got to tell their story a little bit. One kind of fibbed a little bit. She said she had a little minor procedure, but it turned out to be a little bit more than that, and still made it to the races. So
she did. She did. Yeah, both of these women are battling breast cancer. They both had surgery and many rounds of treatment, mm-hmm. and you know, they're at different phases of their treatment. But yes, they were both there. And so, yes, to have major surgery and still be there, that, you know, it was important to her to be there.
Yeah, and I mean, that even touches me a little more to know that she was there. Because, you know, there's a lot of people that you either know or friends, family that have been affected by breast cancer. And Lend a Hand Up's been a great advocate for this. And we started partnering 3 years ago. And, you know, I feel as long as we're running the facility, it's probably something we're going to continue doing because we enjoy it so much. It's the whole month of July is a buildup for it for us, mm-hmm. the whole month that we do it. It's been fun, and you guys have been a great partner. For those that don't know, when did Lend a Hand Up start, and how did this become what it is?
We started 18 years ago. Lend a Hand Up started in 2008 in February, and our goal is to make the most of people's time and gifts to help their fellow neighbors who are suffering because of a health issue or trauma. We started out in the early years really focusing on in-person benefits, helping people host those benefits, and then boosting the funds raised. But, of course, during COVID, that wasn't an option, and so we really enhanced our online giving site as well. And so now I would say about half of the fundraisers we do have an in-person event. The other half, you know, just online-only fundraisers. And we add a 20% boost onto the gifts that are raised. We provide gas and grocery gift cards to the families we help. We have tons of sponsors that make gifts go further. So, you know, what we say is that if you want to help that neighbor, that coworker, that family member, before you press the GoFundMe start button, you know, we encourage you to check out Lend a Hand Up, because with Lend a Hand Up, we don't add any fees, and instead we add a 20% boost onto your gift. So your generosity is going to make a greater difference with Lend a Hand Up, and that's our goal, you know, to make the most of people's generosity to help their neighbors.
That's and that's a wonderful thing. So if quick math is right, and Jeanette did the quick math, she's at home doing the books tonight, and that's her Monday evening while I'm here getting to play on the radio. That's an additional $380 per person, so over $2,000. I mean,
woo!
That's not bad.
That's fantastic.
I mean, I can give you a high five
on that.
That's
fantastic. High five.
Yeah, I mean, I think you know, and I have to thank everybody that donated, you know, and I didn't mention Michael King either. He was the one that kind of kicked it off with the pink shirts. But my wife, Jeanette, does a lot behind the scenes to get this together. She's the one who originally set all this up with Lend a Hand Up. My mom, who is a breast cancer survivor as well, is in the shirt sack selling shirts away, and she'll go to pop-ups, things like that we had at WDY.
Yes.
That's how we found out you knew my mom.
Yes.
Last year.
Well, and not only her, but her spouse, her kids.
Mm-hmm.
I saw Kelsey there.
Yep.
Just, you know, the whole family gets together, volunteers, supports one another, and then you sort of rally that whole racing community to do the same.
Yeah, Mom couldn't be there last night, so Kelsey was in the shirt shack filling in, and Dad was doing his normal thing, running around. And it's a real family thing for us, so that's why, I mean, things like this really mean a lot to us. And you know, I think I told you this last week, and I told this to Dan, and I've known Dan forever. I don't know if I told you, I looked at that picture, I'm like, I know that guy. And I'm like, that's Dan. And when we were talking, we used to run around on Broadway together when we were in our early 20s, you know, and we were just punks, you know. And I would have never thought that I'd have been in a situation where we would have a vehicle, so to speak, or a platform to do something in the community. That was the furthest thing from my eyes that I could have thought of back then. And to be able to do something that is meaningful and impactful in some way or form to a family. I think for myself, Jeanette, Wade, Christy, Josh, Leah, all the Hugelberg kids, our kids, you know, and, you know, I know Jeanette's mom's part of it. You know, my family, I think it's just something we really, really enjoy and love to be a part of and feel good about it.
Well, when you can, you know, add to something you already love, the races, add an additional meaning to it and be there not only to support the racers and their fans, but also community members who are really falling on hard times. I think it's truly a gift. It feels good. It inspires others to give. And again, we just want to thank everybody on behalf of Chrissy and Kathy and Linda Hand Up, everybody who supported the event, whether you bought a t-shirt, you attended the races, or you made a gift. You know, you're a part of all of our excitement and meaning to help others, and we are truly, truly appreciative.
And you can go still donate online. I know Jeanette's doing the online donation tonight as we speak. Kathy Huss and Chrissy Gerdes, you can still go online, I believe,
yes,
at the Lend a Hand
yes.
Up site. So if you weren't able to make it or you're just now hearing the story, you can still do it.
LendAHandUp.org is where you go. Click on Give or support a fundraiser. Or, you know, maybe you want to start a new fundraiser for somebody you care about. We make it easy and impactful. So, yeah, check it out, lendahandup.org.
And the money stays here. They take no fees or anything, you guys. Remember
everything
that.
Everything goes to the families. I mean, each fundraiser is set up to that family's bank account. So it all goes to them, and then we add that 20% boost to make the gifts go a bit further.
That's awesome. I love what you guys do. I appreciate it. And thank you for letting us partner and be part of this. And, hey, let's start planning the fourth annual.
Well, I think you heard it, fans.
Yep, we're going to have to do the fourth annual. I already said it. It's live on the radio. There'll be a podcast of it later, so it'll be in the archives. So I can't backtrack. No, we are excited. We want to do it again. I have to give a shout-out, too, to Memory Fireworks. I called Dave, and I said, do you have anything that I can use for pink, for paint the track pink? And he's like, I have something. So he gave me some gender reveal pink smoke and some different fireworks that were pink color. And so we blew off a big old cloud of smoke to start the races. And let me tell you, it wasn't real windy at 7 or 6 o'clock. So that the red or pink smoke just kind of hung there for a little bit. We had to start a couple minutes late. And then the fireworks were beautiful when we started the feature races. So I got to give a shout out to them as well. So anything you want to say before we close up here?
I just want to say thank you, Jason, for having me on tonight and letting me share a little bit of appreciation and gratitude for all of those out there. And again, thank you, and help a local neighbor at lendahandup.org.
Absolutely. We're in for next year. Buffalo Speedway's in, so thank you very much.